الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيد المصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر كيف ضرب الله مثلا كلمة طيبة كشجرة طيبة أصلها في السماء أصلها ثابت وفرعها في السماء تؤتي أكلها كل حين بإذن ربها ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس لعلهم يتذكرون وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الإيمان له بضع وسبعون شعبة فأفضلها قول لا إله إلا الله وأدناها إماطة الأذى عن الطريق والحياء شعبة من الإيمان رواه مسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, elders, brothers, young ones in Islam, and the sisters that may be listening over the receivers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the great ni'mat of iman. And any blessing can only, the value can only be derived from it fully if we understand the benefits of that blessing. If we understand the benefits of the blessing. And often what happens is that we hear, we say it with our lips, we say it with our tongue, that yes, Allah has blessed us, we make shukr for our iman. But do we fully appreciate, fully understand what it means to have iman? What does it mean to have iman? What are the signs of iman? What is the effect that iman has on other aspects in a person's life? So these are things to reflect upon, and it will help us to appreciate this blessing and to make true shukr of this iman. And it is in this very context that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the method in the Quran Kareem in various areas, various places, that in order to help us understand a concept, to appreciate something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an example. It makes it easy for us to understand. And in the verses that I recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to mankind, and He says that, don't you see, أَلَمْ تَرَى كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا, that how Allah gives us example. And the example here, the ulama write, is the example of iman, the example of tawheed. Kalimatan tayyiba. Kalimatan tayyiba means a good word, a good sentence, which the mufassireen all explain. It refers to la ilaha illallah, tawheed. The belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the belief in accountability, the belief in the all of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the finality of the Prophet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So believing in divine commands, believing in divine knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this is kalimatan tayyiba. So what is the example of it? So that we understand what it really means to be a believer. Kashajaratin tayyiba. This good word is like a beautiful tree, a good tree. Here also, again, as we'll see as we progress in the discussion, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on one occasion asked the Sahaba about, tell me about a tree, a very good tree which is like a believer. So we already know from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam which tree was being referred to. The ulama write that in that hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that it was the date palm. So what is the parable? What is the example? What are the similarities? Because when you draw a comparison between two things, there must be some aspects in which they are similar. So what is the comparison between iman and this beautiful tree which we said from the hadith we know is the date palm? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us what is the comparison. Asluha thabitun. Asluha thabitun. Its roots, its sources, its principles go very, very deep down. Deep down they go. Down. The roots of that tree can't be shaken easily. وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. And its branches are high up in the sky. So likewise the ulama say that if you have to look at a tree, for any tree, that a beautiful tree, an effective tree, it requires in principle three things. It requires strong roots that go deep into the ground and hold that tree firm. It requires a trunk. It requires branches and fruits on those branches so that people can benefit from that tree. So in a similar way, this iman that we have, ulama write that what is iman? Iman is tasdeequn bil qalb. There is an element of iman which lies in our hearts that no one can see. It is the root. It is deep down inside us, and that strength of that iman, the level of it, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that each and every one of us, obviously the very basic level of it, is believing in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the finality of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all of the other articles of faith. But the strength of that iman, of the roots of that iman, how deep down does it go? That for each person it is different, it is of different levels. That is why my Shaykh Hazrat Maha Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Tajalli harek dil ki akhtar alag hai. Tajalli harek dil ki akhtar alag hai. Meherbaniya jitni qurbaniya hai. Meherbaniya jitni qurbaniya hai. That the manifestation of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words, iman, is different in terms of its depth, the roots of that iman for each and every one of us. Each one is different. So how do we then determine how deep the roots go? Hazrat says that meherbaniya jitni qurbaniya hai. In accordance to the sacrifices that you make for that iman, when that toss up comes, when that challenge comes between the dictates of your iman and the dictates of your nafs, then the more you follow the dictates of your iman, that root goes deeper and deeper and deeper into the heart. So ulama write that this iman, one part is the belief which only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows in our hearts, that how much truly do we believe that Allah is the sustainer? How much truly do we believe that Allah is watching me? Jo karta hai tu chupke ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasman se. What we are doing, where we hiding from other people and doing and committing sins or doing something that is inappropriate or incorrect, do we really feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us? Do we really have that consciousness, perception of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this is the one aspect, tasdeequn bil qalb, the recognition, acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the articles of faith in our heart. Then iqrarun bil lisan, just like the tree needs a trunk, a solid trunk, then bringing this on our lips, bringing it on our tongues, and saying La ilaha illallah, this is also a very, very great and important part of iman. Extremely important part of iman. It is like the trunk of that tree. But then a tree is not complete if its branches and its benefits, its fruits are not available. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the hadith that I mentioned, which was related by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, he said that iman has over 70 branches, and in some riwayat it says over 60 branches, depending on how you count the different elements and aspects of iman and deen. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said there are over 70 branches of iman, over 70 of this tree. So think of a huge beautiful tree, a strong tree. It has over 60 branches. So yes, we may have tasdeeq bil qalb. We may believe in La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But we then need to reflect that has that iman grown, has it grown its branches? Has it grown? Have the branches of iman come about in our life? Because that is the fruits of that iman, the benefits of the iman that we speak about. So what are the branches that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam referred to? All of them have not been mentioned directly in the ahadith. Various ulama, like Allama ibn Hajar, Asqalani rahmatullahi alayhi, Allama ibn Hibban, Imam Bayhaqi rahmatullahi alayhi, various ulama have enumerated the various branches of iman. But among them, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, afdaluha qawlu la ilaha illallah. Afdaluha qawlu la ilaha illallah. The hadith says the best, the highest Most critical branch of this tree is saying La ilaha illallah. Actually saying it. So the ulama write here that repeating La ilaha illallah on a regular basis. In fact, in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the person who says La ilaha illallah 100 times in the day, then his face will shine like the full moon on the day of Qiyamah. His face will shine like the full moon on the day of Qiyamah. So what does this mean? You and I look at it on the surface and we just say that, okay, it's a virtue that the face will shine like the full moon. The ulama explained that what it means is that through saying La ilaha illallah, the tawfiq, when the person gets the tawfiq to say La ilaha illallah, he will also get the tawfiq to do those other actions. All of the other actions, the good deeds, the performing of salah, the giving of zakah, the staying away from all types of evil, immodesty, shamelessness, that person will get the strength and the ability to be able to carry out all these other good deeds, which will enable his face to shine like the full moon on the day of Qiyamah. Which will enable his face to shine like the full moon on the day of Qiyamah. So this is a very, very great ayat of the Quran Sharif, which says that asluha thabitu wa far'uha fis sama. Its roots, this tree of iman, its roots go deep down and its branches go high up in the sky. Tu'ti ukulaha kulla heenin bi'idhni rabbiha. And it is such a tree, not like the trees of this world. This tree of iman is such a tree that it will continue giving off its fruits, its goodness, its benefits throughout all times and all seasons. Throughout all times and all seasons. Because when the person comes into contact with a person that has true iman, then there will be truthfulness, there will be contentment, there will be good akhlaq, there will be patience, there will be tolerance. Various ahadith, all these different branches of iman have been mentioned. Nevertheless, in this particular hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to us that afdaluha qawlu la ilaha illallah. So saying la ilaha illallah itself has a very great effect, and we should make it part of our daily actions that we repeat la ilaha illallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said afdalu dhikri la ilaha illallah. The best dhikr also is la ilaha illallah. At least 100 times in the day. If we can say it more than that, even better. But at least 100 times in the day, saying La ilaha illallah has a great effect on a person's iman. This is established through a hadith, authentic ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that adnaha imatatul adha anit tariq. The lowest form, the lowest branch from the branches of iman, the lowest branch from the branches of this tree of iman is to move away some from the path of people, something that may cause harm to them. So to remove difficulty from people. Again here the ulama reflect over this and they say that this is talking about that situation where the person was not responsible for that difficulty or that obstacle being placed in the path of the people. Now it may be a physical obstacle, we can understand it. It may be some other type of obstacle, but removing difficulty from people. Removing difficulty from the way of people, from the life of people. This is part of iman. This is part of iman. So a person cannot say that I'm a believer. I'm a person who believes in La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But yet there is some difficulty that someone is experiencing. But we are not part of the solution. We may not have been part of the problem. So the ulama write that even, this is even in the case where he was not part of causing that difficulty, that obstacle to be in the place. So what then about the situation that where the person himself becomes a means of difficulty and a means of harm being caused to others? Surely this is totally out of the folds and out of the scope of iman. That is why on one occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, again linking it with iman, this aspect of the branches of iman, the different elements, the dimensions of iman, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wallahi la yu'minu, wallahi la yu'minu, wallahi la yu'minu." 3 times he said, "By Allah, he hasn't got iman. He hasn't got iman, this person." 3 times he said. So Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi alaihim ajma'in asked that, "Who, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" He said, مَنْ لَا يَأْمَنُ جَارُهُ بَوَائِقَهُ. That person whose neighbor is not safe from his harm and the difficulties. So this also is part and parcel of the iman. When we say we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for iman, it is because that iman roots us in such values and such principles that make it impossible for us to lead a life that causes harm, difficulty, any kind of trouble to others. This is what iman means. In addition to all of the other branches, indeed there are many, many branches. There are many, many branches of iman. As Rasulullah said, the 70 branches of iman, the salah, zakah, the hajj, the fasting, the branches related to mu'amalat, how we do our commercial dealings. Often we feel that commercial dealings are out of the scope of deen. They say, no, this is business. It's got nothing to do with deen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that At-tajiru as-saduqu al-ameen ma'a an-nabiyyin was-siddiqeen was-shuhada. The trader who is extremely truthful and very, very trustworthy, his rank will be together, he will be in the company of the anbiya and those people who reach the last frontier of the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the rank of a trader. So again, it shows that how being a businessman who is conscious of the laws relating to trade, this is also part and parcel of iman. Likewise, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, another very, very great branch of iman is the branch of akhlaq, good character in general. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the sahaba ikram one occasion, inna min khiyarikum ahasinakum akhlaqa. The best from you, O sahaba, are those who have the best of character, the best of actions to others. So nevertheless, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hadith explained three branches of iman. We've discussed two of them, la ilaha illallah, the importance of la ilaha illallah, the firm belief, and then we discussed the lower branch. And here when we say lower branch, it means in relation to the other branches. Otherwise it is a very, very great action indeed, removing difficulty from the path of others. Being a source of comfort and ease for people is a very, very great action in itself. It's an extremely great action in which the Quran Sharif on numerous occasions, in the 30th juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَةِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْعَقَبَةِ فَكُّ رَقَبَةِ أَوْ إِطْعَامٌ فِي يَوْمٍ ذِي مَسْغَبَةِ يَتِيمًا ذَا مَقْرَبَةِ أَوْ مِسْكِينًا ذَا مَتْرَبَةِ ثُمَّ كَانَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْمَرْحَمَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about helping others, removing difficulty from others. Allah says, ask insan that why is it that we don't want to climb that steep road? Because there is a disinclination towards it. There is a difficulty to part with what we like, with wealth. Why don't we want to do that? Allah is asking, فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَةِ. Why is insan not unwilling to climb that path, to go against his desires and emanciate people that are trapped? In those days it was slavery. Today they're trapped in the slavery of poverty. Some of them are trapped in the slavery of poor health. Some people are trapped in the slavery of ignorance. Why is it that we don't want to use our resources to be of help and to remove the difficulties? This is part and parcel of iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, feeding other people, إِطْعَامٌ فِي يَوْمٍ ذِي مَسْغَبَةٍ, whether it be a poor orphan person, yatiman dha maqraba, or miskinan dha matraba, or a poor person who may not be an orphan, but he's down in the dust. He hasn't got anything or anyone who can help him. What will it take for us to take out the 2 rand or 5 rand? It is not our responsibility. If we can see the outward condition, sometimes we say, no, but this person is standing every day, is collecting. Allah Ta'ala is giving us every day. We don't have to make the decision for others. It is not our responsibility then to make the call to say that, yes, is it a genuine case or not. Even if it is not a genuine case, the sawab, the reward, the benefit of that sadaqah will take place. Ulama have written, and there are hadith which prove this. So yes, when it comes to our zakah, etc., we need to make sure. But sadaqah, when we are giving sadaqah, we should be as generous as possible. دَا مَتْرَبَ أَوْ مِسْكِينًا دَا مَتْرَبَ
ثم كان من الذين آمنوا وتواصوا بالصبر وتواصوا بالمرحمة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then as a result of being in the service of others, being there to remove difficulty from others, this person will be from those. ثم كان من الذين آمنوا will be from those who brought iman. See how it is linked directly to iman. This helping and removing difficulty from the path of others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has linked it directly to iman. So we cannot be tranquil by saying that no, we have accepted our iman, we are performing our 5 daily salah, we are giving zakah. Iman is an entire system. It's an entire machine of working parts. Indeed, the most important part is acceptance of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the root that needs to be firm. But then there are all of the branches and all of the effects that need to come. Nevertheless, in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then draws our attention from all of the branches that could have been mentioned of iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, وَالْحَيَاءُ شُعْبَةٌ مِّنَ الْإِيمَانِ. And haya, modesty, that is the best perhaps word that we can find in the English language. Otherwise it perhaps doesn't give the full meaning of what is intended. Haya, shamefulness. Bashfulness, modesty. Perhaps the right word is a degree of a conscience. Having a conscience in you. This is a very, very great branch of iman. When we destroy the conscience, then a lot of other things follow. In fact, ulama have written that this branch of haya, of when Rasulullah said shu'batun, those who are experts in the Arabic language, they know that sometimes the tanween is used to show greatness. It is a great branch of iman on which many other branches are also dependent. So sometimes you have a tree that branches forth into other branches. The branches branch forth into other. So those branches are dependent on that branch. Haya is such a branch. Haya is such. So what is haya? What is haya? Allama Alusi Sayyid Mahmood Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi has written that haya is Allah yaraka mawlaka haythu nahaka. Allah yaraka mawlaka haythu nahaka. That your Rabb should not see you in such a condition that he has prohibited you from being in that condition. That consciousness that my Allah is watching me, that I should not be in a shameless state. This is haya. That thing that pricks us, that in the previous days, you would see a youngster when an elderly person would be walking past. Even if he had the bad habit of smoking, he would still put it behind his back. He would put it behind his back or he will extinguish the cigarette. What was that? That was the dictates of this haya, which was a part of one of the branches of that iman. Unfortunately, slowly, it starts getting eroded. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said that إِذَا فَاتَكَ الْحَيَاءُ فَفْعَلْ مَا شِئْتَ. If you lose this branch of iman, then you'll end up doing whatever you want. Do whatever you want, because that is like the gatekeeper. So, what we need, the lesson that we need to take out from this, the elders and brothers, is that Allah subhanahu wa taala, when we say He has blessed us with this iman, it is that tree that has a root that goes deep down. It should inform the values, all of the values that we have. Everything that we are doing should be informed by this iman that we have. And the other lesson that we learn from trees, that the roots go very, very deep, is that those trees don't get shaken on small things. Trials and tribulations will come. But iman is not shaken because of minor trials of this world, of this dunya. So those of us that may be experiencing some temporary health situation, sometimes it is financial, often there are very great efforts that are being placed through the means of people's lack of access to finances to try and influence the iman. Allah Ta'ala protect us. But this is not something that we should be shaken. Because that iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has says that asluha thabitu wa far'uha fis sama. This iman, if we truly implement it in our lives, that root will carry on going deeper and deeper into the ground. It will root us. And it will be a source of consolation, it will be a source of strength even for the problems that we may face in this world. وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. And it will continue to give its fruits at all times. at all times it will continue to bear its fruits. If our tree is not like that, then we need not despair. We need then to reflect that how do we start with each of the important branches and start developing. At least we have that basic root, the prerequisite for acceptance in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is tawheed. It is a very great ni'mat in itself, but it does not end there. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there are roughly 70 branches. Bid'un wa sab'una. Some say some 70 odd. Ulama have listed between 69 and 79 different branches of iman. And we discussed a few of them today. There are many others also. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for example, it's one of the more critical ones in our day and age, is that innal badadata minal iman. Innal badadata minal iman. That simplicity is also part of iman. Simplicity is part and parcel of iman. What good is there? What benefit is there when we splurge and we are opulent in our functions? It doesn't benefit. It definitely doesn't have any benefit in the akhirat. It doesn't even have any benefit in this world. Why not use those same funds to help others? Or if not that, then in the very least, start that young couple that may be getting married off on with some sort of a capital base. But why waste money? All sorts of unnecessary, customs and approaches to things. New approaches now, that now destination weddings and destination events. Allah Ta'ala protect us. But this hadith says, إِنَّ الْبَدَادَةَ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. إِنَّ الْبَدَادَةَ مِنَ. Even simplicity is part of iman. Even simplicity is part of iman. In one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsi." This is from those ahadith which Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullahi alayhi had said. These are from the most comprehensive ahadith from the treasure of hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that none of you is a true believer. Meaning, this is also part of iman. This is one of the branches of iman, that لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. That if you love something for yourself, then you must love the same for your brother. How will we know that? We will know that at the time when you are selling that article, when you are selling it, if you don't like it for yourself, did you disclose properly? What are the defects that may be in there? What are the advantages, the disadvantages? Or was there a lack of transparency in that? So this iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with it, and it is a very, very great blessing. It increases through the repetition of La ilaha illallah. It increases through us making amal on the dictates of this iman. The dictates of this iman, and if we have to summarize those dictates into one general theme, which is very, very common throughout the Quran Kareem, when we are not sure, then we should reflect that what is better for my akhirah will in general be better for my iman. What is better for my akhirah, in general, that is generally what will be better for a person's iman also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. May He strengthen our iman. May He grant us the highest, the strongest branches of iman. May He grant us the branch of haya. May He grant us the branch of taqwa. May He grant us the branch of qana'at, of simplicity, of care and concern for others. And may He take us in a way that He is pleased with us, and that when we meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is pleased with us and grants us His intercession. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.